News in brief at Press TV, a hunger strike by more than 120 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails has entered its 21st day. They are protesting against being held without charge. The relatives of the prisoners are now calling on the world to intervene to save the lives of their loved ones. Syria's ambassador to the United Nations has accused Israel of helping foreign-backed militants in Syria. Bashar Jafari has also criticized the U.S. and its regional and Western allies for giving financial and logistic support to insurgents. He said that about 10,000 Europeans are fighting against the Syrian government. The two main Palestinian factions have begun talks on forming a transitional government. Senior Fatah leaders have traveled to the Gaza Strip to discuss the issue with Hamas officials. The two sides announced in April that they had reached a deal to form a unity government. More than 200 miners have been killed in the collapse of a coal mine in Turkey. Officials say over 200 other workers still remain trapped in the mine, which is located in the western province of Manisa. The mine collapse reportedly caused by an explosion following an electrical fault. And thousands of Italians have taken to the streets of the capital, Rome, and protests against the country's deteriorating economic crisis. While protesters blame the government's austerity measures for being deprived of their citizenship rights, including housing and employment, a large number of migrants were among the demonstrators. The U.S. fund for victims cheated by Bernard Madoff's massive Ponzi scheme has received $40 billion worth of claims worldwide. The fund has received more than 50,000 claims from 120 countries as of April the 30th. Madoff's Ponzi scheme appears to have been the most global fraud in history. And Russia says that it will ban the United States from using Russian-made rocket engines to launch military satellites into orbit. Moscow says it will also reject Washington's request to prolong the International Space Station beyond 2020. Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin says the measures are in response to U.S. sanctions on Russia. And Britain is planning to deploy more fighter jets to the Baltic states amid simmering tensions between the West and Russia over Ukraine. London has already sent four jets to the area. Prime Minister David Cameron says two more Typhoon jets will conduct air patrols over Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.